for an E-News Outside the Lines special report.
Snake.
This has been talked about on the station today, and today's Veterans Day, by the way. So, Mike, happy Veterans Day.
I'm not really a veteran.
Well, you got a draft card and everything, didn't you? Doesn't that make you a veteran?
No, I think you have to.
No, that made him
actually,
lucky.
I think you have to actually do something. And as you so adroitly pointed out the other day, I did nothing.
Okay. Well, it is Veterans Day, and I don't know if this is the second year they've done this, but ABC, the American Broadcasting Company, is running Saving Private Ryan, the genius film from Steven Spielberg, probably one of the four or five most important films ever made in the history of cinema.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I truly believe that. And you know what? If you would ever see it, like the rest of the country, you'd realize the significance of it. Not only is it one of the most important films, it's also one of the best. And it was the biggest robbery in the history of the Oscars.
Whoa.
As far as what Shakespeare in Love beating that for Best Picture, give me a break. But that's another story. So they're running this, and there are certain affiliates. ABC says, okay, we're going to run this, but we're going to leave it up to the affiliates whether or not they're actually going to broadcast it, which is what they do with everything. I mean, they could do that with Tinkerbell. And if the local affiliate didn't want to run it, they don't have to.
Tinkerbell?
Is that a show?
I don't think so.
What is that? Peter Pan?
Peter Pan.
Whatever. You know where I'm going with that. Some Fruit Loop kitty comedy. And so there are certain cities, including our own, that are saying, you know what? No. We're not going to run Saving Private Ryan because we fear the FCC, which is, I'm not sure if I am indicting BLO, our local ABC affiliate, WFA, or if I'm indicting the people who watch the network that will freak out over this. I'm not sure who I'm more pissed at because I completely don't understand this. And Dallas isn't the only city that's backing down.
And BLO's not the only broadcast corporation.
No, I know that, but I'm talking about here. We're talking about locally. Other cities, though, that aren't going to show it are Atlanta, Detroit, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Milwaukee, New Orleans, Orlando, Phoenix, Austin, Hampton, Virginia, and Manchester, New Hampshire.
And what is the reason for not showing it?
Are they scared?
Yes.
That's what they're saying.
Yes. Yes. And now let me set this up first. Okay. They said,
I'm so scared, baby.
Under FCC guidelines, stations are not permitted to air language between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. that is, quote, grossly offensive to members of the public who actually hear it as to amount to a nuisance. But the rules denote that it all depends on the context.
All right, what kind of language is in this film?
There are 36 F-bombs. But not only language, violence. I mean, it's one of the more violent films you'll see.
And those F-bombs cannot be edited out like they do normally.
That's the thing. Steven Spielberg will not allow the networks to edit this at all. If they edit it, he won't let them show it.
There's a clause in Spielberg's contract with the network that calls for the film to be shown in its entirety unedited.
All right.
And the ABC, the network, they also assured all the affiliates if there was a fine that they would pay it. And the network also released a letter that the FCC issued in 2001 saying that the film is not indecent. So the first time this was shown on network TV, the FCC released a letter saying, hey, no fines, this is not indecent.
And the only way you get fines is
if people complain.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the FCC just sets up shop and decides
themselves.
They don't
investigate anything unless there's a formal complaint.
I want to know.
And there will be tons of complaints on this. Tons.
Okay, why now, Grego? Why wouldn't there, when they initially ran it, there was
you
zero?
You know what? There were complaints then, but the FCC, they studied the situation and they determined that the film was not indecent.
Isn't there a precedent set?
You would think, but everything changed with one boob.
One saggy bad boob with a Chinese throwing star on it.
Yeah,
that
it all
ruined
changed.
Everything for everybody. And thanks, Janet.
It's embarrassing to live in a city that is scared to run something like this, though.
Hey, this isn't the first time Channel 8 has done this. If you remember, when NYPD Blue first came out, Channel 8 refused to run it, and it ran on 21. And it stayed that way until they figured out that 21 was outdrawing it. And then money started getting involved, and that's when all of a sudden Channel 8 decided that, hey,
yeah,
we'll go ahead and run this
now. You know, this family first crap that they throw at you, such a bunch of crap, man.
It's money first.
But it's not just Channel 8. It's
money first.
It's B-Low. It's not Channel 8.
I realize that.
What makes this any worse than Schindler's List? Because that not only had F-bombs and gore and gruesomeness, but it had nudity and a F scene.
Okay, was
with
it
a girl nudity
riding on top but of Danny, a guy. Was it prior to
totally
the yes. Janet incident?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And it was a different network, too.
Yeah, it was NBC. So maybe now if they tried to run Schindler's List.
Well, I mean, if the FCC's already deemed it not to be indecent, then what difference does it make?
You know why? Because
why would that change just because Janet flopped her can out?
Because there's some pansy ass who lives here in town whose kid will wander in at 8:30 and see the first 10 minutes hiding behind the couch and start crying to mommy and daddy, and little mommy and daddy freak out and call the FCC, or some old baggy grandma who's, you know, waiting to see her picture show or whatever, turns it on, and,
her
you know,
stories.
Yeah, and all of a sudden sees, you know, somebody gets bayoneted or whatever, and she freaks out and calls Beulah May, who calls the Reverend, who calls the FCC.
Yeah, right.
It all changed. And even though you said there is a precedent set from the 2001 showing, it doesn't count now. I mean, they take everything on a case-case basis.
I think this is a complete travesty. The importance of this film, it's immeasurable. You can't imagine the impact this movie had on millions of people. And everyone should, especially now that we are at war, people should realize, you know, the atrocities of just war itself. I mean, it's not pretty. People should need to realize how bad it actually is. And I'm not saying this is just, you know, exactly what war is like, but from what I've heard from people who've actually been in war, this is as close to it actually comes. And
from veterans that have been in war and went and seen that movie, people that were at D-Day.
Yes, from people who stormed the beach.
Walking out of that movie because they couldn't take it.
Right.
It was too realistic.
Right. People need to know what that's like. I don't care what the age group is. I mean, you know what? If you got a 4-year-old kid in the house, don't let him watch it.
Well, you know
but
what?
But if you got a 15-year-old kid, make him watch it.
So you're saying people don't know?
Shut up.
The
question.
They're going to show it. It's not like they're being censored. They're going to show it from coast to coast. There are just certain news organizations that choose not to.
Right, which is embarrassing. It is completely 100% embarrassing.
It's not like that ABC.
Sounds like there are quite a few of them who are doing it, though.
I realize that, and that's embarrassing to me.
Well, for all of those FCC dork whistleblowers that are going to bitch about this film, you know what? There's a ton more people that want to see it, and I think you should call B-Lo and demand that they show it.
And you know what they're showing instead? Oprah.
Tinkerbell?
Oprah. It's 7, and then I think they're running Hoosiers at 8, which is real good, too, because it depicts an old drunk in Dennis Hopper trying to coach a kid's basketball
Well, you know what?
Team.
Somebody will complain about that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What's the difference, you know? You want your kid, you know, being coached by a drunk? By some whiskey-slugging slacker?
Who's going to complain about Hoosiers?
Well, I'm
somebody,
just saying, well,
somebody
Mike,
complains about everything. So, you know what? Sooner or later, they're going to show The Passion of the Christ. They'll complain about that.
Right. The religious right will complain
about
it.
People sit around and complain about everything.
I know. Rather than complain and bitch, just turn it off.
Yeah, what's
because
so
they don't look at that as an issue.
So
but
complicated about turning your freaking television off.
Because they think they have to get in everybody else's business and protect everybody from everybody else.
Wouldn't it be easier just to show Smokey and the Bandit 2 and forget about it?
They'd complain about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That Trans Am offends me.
I would like to meet one human that opposes this in this area.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
I certainly don't know one offhand. I don't know any.
I'd like to hear their argument.
Yeah, well, I'd love to hear it.
Then call up Holly Blaze.
Who's
39
that?
39 Plano? Of Plano, yeah. Holly Blaze.
Yeah, Plano.
Who's that?
I don't know. She's quoted in the paper.
What'd she say?
She didn't want to see it?
Yeah. So she has two sons. Age 11 and 7, both of whom, she says, are too young to view the movie.
Then don't let them watch
it. I saw it in the theater, and it's incredibly realistic.
Right.
Don't let them see it.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are they out partying tonight? And you know when I'm roaming around at the bars watching it? I mean, can't you control that?
The first scene goes on for a long time, and it's very violent, even though the subject matter is something that is admirable. On a regular ABC channel, I think it would be too much.
Whatever.
You can control what an 11-year-old views.
Exactly. And you know what? If you're over the age of 14 or 15, I'm telling you, you need to see this movie. I'm not advocating that 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds need to see this movie, because obviously they don't. It's a little too rough, and they don't understand war like I do, but they don't understand war anyway, the concept of it. But people that are of the age that are reading about it now and reading about our attacks on Fallujah right now, they need to realize how sickening it actually can be. And it's not a video game that you can go buy at Target.
Were these same people perturbed by that picture that was on the front page of the Dallas Morning News yesterday?
You didn't read the letters to the editor today?
No, I'd like to hear some of that.
There was a couple of them today where they were complaining about it.
About what?
That he was smoking.
Yeah.
That they had a picture of a soldier smoking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that a guy who's defending your ass sitting over here can't smoke a cigarette. And then you take a picture of it. Like, people don't smoke.
That's one of the greatest pictures I've ever seen.
Oh, I hate people.
That's a career-defining picture for somebody.
There's no question. That's one of the best
pictures.
Here we
go. That's a picture that'll be shown 40 years from now. People will be seeing that 40 years from now.
Linda Ortman of Richardson. Are there no photos of non-smoking soldiers in Iraq?
Oh, my God.
We are all aware of how important it is to help young people stop smoking and the health risk. Please, Dallas Morning News, be more sensitive. Youth are easily influenced. Stop reinforcing the smoking habit. Stop publishing photos like the one on the front page Wednesday.
You know what, lady? Teach your kids not to smoke.
Yeah.
If you think that a picture on the front page of a paper is going to affect whether your kids are going to smoke or not, then I question your abilities as a parent.
Now, forget the fact that guy's probably carrying an M16 and all kinds of ammo, that he's going to go kill human beings.
Right.
Let's not object to that.
They're worried about him smoking.
But let's object to him having a Marlboro dangling from his lips.
This country sucks.
And it's still better than anybody else in the world.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but still.
I hate people, too.
Hey,
people,
I do.
I mean, people
I really
just bitch it. It doesn't matter what you put on or what picture you run. You're going to offend somebody, and you're going to piss somebody off.
And if I get one email from one jackass saying, wait till you have kids, you know what? That's the worst argument you can ever make.
When's that going to happen, by the way?
Probably now.
Yeah, right now. About 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's not going to be on Channel 8 tonight.
Oh, man, that makes me so mad.
You know what? I've got the DVD, and I'm going to go home and watch it.
That'll show them.
I'm damn right.
That'll learn them.
I mean, everybody's got the power. If they're worried about a couple people that are pissed off about it, hey, everybody write Channel 8. And tell them how screwed up this is. Send them emails. And tell them, hey, you know what? We're not going to watch it. You know what? We're going to boycott your station for one day because of an idiotic decision. Let them know that. I mean, it's follow the money. You stop the flow of money, and all of a sudden everything will be okay, because that's what happened with NYPD Blue when they figured out that it was a top-rate show and everybody else was watching it, and all that revenue they were losing, all of a sudden those high morals and high standards, all of a sudden those were loosened up a little bit.
Hypocrites.
Yep.
All right, it is 3:50. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. We are out here at Singular Wireless today. That is topic number one of this multi-topic day. Topic number two comes up next.